Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
Aria, you're back after a week at various different concerts. You had a nice little vacation there, and you went to some sort of like weekend-long plus festival. Started last Thursday.
Yes,
and
I went to Louder Than Life in Louisville, Kentucky. It was awesome.
Metal festival?
It is.
Okay.
They had other acts there that weren't exactly metal and that were just like, I don't know how to describe it other than like hardcore, but it wasn't, it was closer to rap than it was metal.
Was this like a multiple stage kind of place where there was
it had three different stages. There were two main stages that alternated with bands playing, and then there was one further in the back that had smaller bands, which actually turned out to be a better place to be if you wanted to see like the newer, weirder audience, weirder acts, yes. Mm-hmm. Without having to deal with, you know, massive amounts of people, because there was something like 40 or 50,000 people there.
Wow.
And yeah, it was packed, dude. And that was only at half capacity. I didn't even realize it was going to be at half capacity. So we were
Is that due to COVID?
I think
capacity?
So. Huh. Yeah, but the whole COVID nonsense there, it was useless.
Non-existent?
Well, no, it was existent, but they weren't putting much effort into rallying people into one particular line so that they had to go through this checkpoint. It was wide open, and the first day we didn't know what it was. We just saw all of these people in a line and we're like, well, we have VIP tickets, so whatever that line is,
we don't need to be in it,
right? So we just walked right past it, and it turned out to be the health check, and no one said anything about it to us.
So there was some sort of lead singer of a band that you wanted to talk about. Was that an on-air thing? Or
yeah. But before we get into that, I want to talk about the TSA, right?
Okay, sure.
Because I discovered this weekend that if you're trans,
they like you.
You cannot get through TSA without getting felt up. It is impossible.
And they don't know who to send after you, do they?
Well, they always ask.
Unless it's
they
guy,
let
unless,
you choose.
Unless it's the guy named Pat. That's his specialty. He goes after you.
But it's bizarre. Apparently their machine forces them to select male or female, right?
Yeah.
So if they select female, which is what they did on the trip down there when I passed through TSA the first time.
This was in New Hampshire?
No, this was in Bradley International in Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay.
And I turned around to look at the screen, and my wrist is glowing, and my crotch is just glowing like the sun. And she looked, and I had a hair tie on my wrist, and she goes, okay, well, I think it's obvious what that one is. And I said, the other one's pretty obvious, too. But she still had to...
Whoa. Why? The screen...
Because they selected female. Yep. So it wasn't supposed to detect anything in that area. And then it did, and that set off their alarms, and they had to... She asked, do you want to go to a private room for this, or are you fine doing it here? I said, no, I like an audience.
You can see the screen glowing and everyone around you, too?
If you turn around and look at it. Yeah.
So did you get a private room, or you just...
No.
Right there.
Screw it. I mean, if you're gonna molest me, you're going to do it in front of everyone.
Yeah.
So what do I care, right?
Right.
So that happened every single airport we went through.
You flew down to Kentucky, right?
Right.
Did you rent a car while you were down there?
No, we just used Uber to get around because we were within walking distance of the festival. Like, gate 6, the entrance was literally right beside our hotel.
Nice.
So it was really easy for us to just walk there.
That's convenient.
Yeah, we only really had to get Ubers if we wanted something to go eat.
Now, was the Uber making people put on masks?
They were.
Oh, man.
But it was Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So almost all of them were like, hey, do you want me to put this on? And we're like, no, we don't really care.
Oh, nice.
So that was nice.
Wait. So you guys were wearing it, but he wasn't?
No, we weren't wearing ours.
Sweet.
Good.
All right, good. I'm glad.
There were some drivers who were like, hey, well, you need to put a mask on, but it was really, really, I think it only happened once the whole time we were there.
Well, because the drivers are afraid that Uber's going to can them.
Right.
And the Uber does a check on the driver prior to them, like when they sign on to the app, it makes them take a selfie with a mask on. Otherwise, it won't let them into the app.
And what's their vaccine policy at Uber?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that yet. That may be worth looking into.
That's a big company.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. Of course, they're all contractors, so they're not, the drivers aren't employees in that case. Mm. Although California may be different. I think there was a recent court that overturned the California, they had like a ballot measure that people voted for that actually provided some protections to Uber and Lyft, and now that state Supreme Court has overturned that.
That's
in my
good.
Show prep. If we get actually, it's not good for we'll have to get into it because it's not good that they overturned that.
Machine Gun Kelly went from being the third act to being the second act right before Disturbed, but evidently like a week or so ago he started a fight with Corey Taylor, who is the singer for Slipknot and Stone Sour, two extremely popular rock bands that if you have a brain in your if you have a brain, you wouldn't pick a fight with them upon entering the rock genre.
Unless it's, like Ian mentioned, it's actually his strategy.
This is how he gets his name out there.
And he was clearly lying when he did it, because Corey Taylor took screenshots of their email conversations.
Obviously, this is just stupid drama, but what is it? And when you say he picks a fight, you don't mean like he goes up and like physically attacks them.
No, I mean
on
he
stage.
Referred to Corey Taylor as a weird 50-year-old wearing weird masks.
So he's like tweeting or something, or in an interview.
He said this
something.
At a show.
He's a professional troll.
I see.
And he said that he gave Corey a track because Corey was going to be on his album, and he said the track was so bad it was just unusable, and I would expect that from this 50-year-old who wears a weird mask or whatever. So Corey responded to that by releasing the actual emails of them, you know, discussing it, where Corey said, you know, someone writing the lyrics I'm going to sing isn't my style. I think you should find a different singer for this project. And evidently the emails also showed that Machine Gun Kelly loved what Corey had recorded, but Corey didn't want to proceed with it because it,
I see. Didn't
it
feel
wasn't
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one guy from the band Stained, the lead singer there, just basically being so effed up and drunk on stage, not even able to really sing very well.
Yeah, he forgot his own lyrics. I suspected he was going to pass out at any moment.
Wow.
And I just briefly looked into it, and evidently this has been going on for quite some time. On July the 22nd, he played a show, and they played the same song twice because he was too hammered to realize what he was supposed to be playing.
Damn.
So, he still forgot the lyrics.
They just kept on going with it?
I mean, unless you're going to stop the song in the middle of it, you don't really have a choice.
Man.
Embarrassing, man.
And then you compared this guy and his band, these younger guys, to Judas Priest and Metallica, these old guys that basically just came and brought their A game.
Yeah, Metallica played the entire Black album on the last night.
I've got a question for Aria. I've been watching a lot of Alice in Chains Unplugged this month, just
from like way back in the 90s,
just like on repeat, because it is so good. It is so good. If you listen to the CD, the official release, you don't hear any slip ups. But if you're actually watching the video, you realize in one of the songs he screws up halfway through and he swears. Music stops.
Really?
They restart the song.
I ended up flying American Airlines for my first ever flight, and then every time I needed another flight, I just went straight to them because I was already familiar with them.
Well, I was Southwest. I know that there's been some unruly passengers who've taken care of the situation in the past. There's been a lot of neat headlines that have come from Southwest.
And
their cheap tickets.
Yeah. I mean, there's always a possibility you're going to get one of those people who wanted to be famous on YouTube or whatever. Mm-hmm. So if I was going to, you know, sit there for an hour and a half in boarding, I would have rather that have been the reason than this stupid TSA sticker. Uh-huh. But yeah, TSA still has no better of a sense of humor than they did the last time I flew, though.
They probably hate themselves. They did I can't even understand people who could do that
every single day.
Take that job.
I mean, their job is to molest trans people, realistically.
Everybody. They molest everybody.
But if you're trans, you're guaranteed to get molested.
Well, I also do every time because I opt out of the scanner. Yeah. So I always get a pat down. You had the story about the New York governor. No, not Cuomo. He's gone now. Some people remember when Cuomo got kicked out of office? Aria, you looked surprised.
No. I remember there was like some drama around him, but I don't.
Yeah, got it. He resigned.
He was a molester. He was a workplace molester.
I know. He's a politician. That's what they do.
But he did something else.
They have entire agencies designed to molest people.
He did something else, which they basically swept under the rug, which is far more dire than feeling up your workforce. I'm talking about the 15,000 old people who succumbed under
his...
Was
it that many of them?
Oh, yeah.
Did he resign over that?
No.
He should be in prison. Because of that, but no. This other thing came up about him putting his hands on his lady employees, and that's what got him to finally resign.
Not killing 15,000 old people.
Oh no,
correct.
People don't remember any part of that. I mean, you didn't even know you thought he was still in office.
And yeah, I don't care about
me
politics.
Neither. I don't care either. But you know, you see the headlines sometimes.
Well,
and
he was the face. Of the COVID-19 of the COVID-19 response and how to do it right.
Remember, he won an Emmy.
He got a stinking Emmy.
You had the story also about the New York governor. No, no, not Cuomo. He's gone now. Some people remember. Remember when Cuomo got kicked out of office? Aria, you looked surprised.
No, I remember. That? I remember there was like some drama around him, but I don't.
Yeah, got it. He resigned.
He was a molester. He was a workplace molester.
I know. He's a politician. That's what they do.
But he did something else.
They have entire agencies designed to molest people.
He did something else, which they basically swept under the rug, which is far more dire than feeling up your workforce. I'm talking about the 15,000 old people who succumbed under
was it
his.
Was that many of them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did he resign over that?
No.
He should be in prison. Because of that, but no. This other thing came up about him putting his hands on his lady employees, and that's what got him to finally resign.
Not killing 15,000 old people.
Oh no,
correct.
People don't remember any part of that. I mean, you didn't even know you thought he was still in office.
And yeah, I don't care about
me
politics
either. I don't care either. But you know, you see the headlines sometimes.
Well,
he was
the face. Of the COVID-19
yeah.
of the COVID-19 response and,
right.
and how to do it right.
Remember, he won an Emmy.
He got a
didn't they take it
Emmy.
Back?
She's talking about outside states, licensed professionals mm-hmm. outside the state and or federal employees, you know, National Guard and whatnot.
National Guard's the only option. The ones employed outside of the state aren't going to leave to come to New York.
Well, if they're getting paid four times as much, they will.
This is a growing concern.
Yeah, but every hospital is going to have to offer them that soon because
That's
they're going
true.
To be facing the same issues.
This is a growing, I won't say scam, but many health professionals are taking advantage of the travel bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're like, I'll drive another 50 miles to work every single day if I'm going to get, you know,
2x, 3x, 4x.
Exactly. Yeah. And so many, many professionals are taking advantage of this.
Mm-hmm.
But where is she? She's talking about she's going to have staffing shortages at her hospitals.
Yeah.
But so is everyone else.
Yep.
So
yep.
Where the hell does she think she's going to get these people from?
It's going to be
the National Guard. No, they're going to have their own shortages. And
they're under orders. I mean,
and I don't think shortages within the National Guard was the United States can invade one less country a year. Oh no!
Yeah, but they're having their own shortages because they have their own staff that are refusing to take this vaccine and so are going to be discharged.
Yeah, but how many National Guards people are like doctors and nurses and stuff?
I just remember hearing you, Ian, talking about yesterday the debt ceiling and your thoughts on that, and I just wanted to hear what you would have to say to the fact of like. How likely do you think they are to not raising it? I remember you debating that.
Yeah, well, we did talk extensively about this on last night's show. So if people really want to hear a lot of in-depth discussion about the debt ceiling and you know the monetary crisis happening here in the United States, check out last night's show. You can go to freetalklive.com. Actually, our download buttons are kind of broken. So you should go to our SoundCloud to get it directly. But there's a story on the front page that kind of gives you instructions on how to work around it. But, you know, as far as my thoughts on whether or not they're going to raise it, yeah, of course they're going to raise it.
They do every time.
Every time they're going to raise it. But it was interesting. I did see a chart today showing the debt ceiling and the debt. And so it shows, like, the debt ceiling is just a constant series of steps, right? Like, it does – they always increase it. Now, whether they're going to raise it or get rid of it entirely, I think, is a more interesting
They're going to
question.
Get rid of it entirely because that's the point the American empire is at.
Yeah,
it's
but,
going to collapse.
Yeah, but that would the problem is we have two tribes that are at war with each other.
That's right.
They're on the same team. Most people don't realize that, but they're playing a fight.
Correct.
Now the conservatives,
it's like professional wrestling.
The Republicans are supposed to
except not as much fun. And
they're supposed to support this idea that we shouldn't go over a certain amount.
There is a story over at Vox.com, obviously a left-leaning opinion site. That talks about what they consider to be an obvious solution proposed by Georgetown law professor and congressional procedure expert David Super would be for Democrats to use the budget reconciliation process to eliminate the debt ceiling with a majority vote in the Senate, which they technically have, don't they? Right? Because isn't it like 50-49?
I'm not sure how they're stacked this
49-49, and then, of course, the vice president is the tiebreaker vote in that case, and she's a Democrat. The path faces myriad procedural obstacles, though, and unless Congress moves decisively toward pursuing it, the Biden administration needs to think about backup options. So It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Then they bring up minting super high value coins, like a $1 trillion coin.
Yep.
Oh, they're bringing that back out.
Yeah. Now, Biden's administration, according to a story we read last night, has already rejected that idea. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this all pans out in the next few weeks. I do tend to agree with you, Aria, that at the last minute, they're going to do something. They will, you know, they may have a quote-unquote government shutdown, but within a number of, you know, a few weeks, they'll come out of it and they'll be back. I just wish they would shut down forever. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes, it would.
What they were saying recently was they don't even really know for sure. That's just their best guess now.
Because they don't know how much money they're spending,
correct.
Right?
They have no idea how much money they're spending because due to COVID.
That's all the more reason not to raise the debt ceiling for any responsible. If you can't figure out what your household budget is, don't raise your credit card limit.
Correct. This is exactly the military. I mean, they don't even know. They haven't known how much they've spent in forever. When are we going to get the military audits? That's what I want to know, because that's where most of the money's going.
Yeah, there's billions and billions, hundreds of billions just going away.
Didn't the Pentagon lose like $6 trillion
something
recently?
Like that, trillions of dollars, yeah. Over some period of 20 years or something like that.
How do you lose a count of $6 trillion?
So the story here over at Vox about the debt ceiling has a couple of suggestions. They say the Biden administration could do things without asking Congress. Apparently, they say
In theory, I guess he could just declare a national emergency and increase it that way, right? Or abolish it.
Well, I don't know. Here are the four things they suggest: minting super high value coins to fund the government.
How is that? That's not going to get you around the debt ceiling, though, because you have to borrow that amount from the Federal Reserve Bank.
No.
This is the pay the bank back.
No, yes. Yeah, see, if you mint a coin.
And guess who doesn't want that?
So this is just minting a coin and writing the word trillion on it and giving it to the Fed?
And the final one here is creating a new class of bond to fund the government while it cannot issue new treasury bonds. They say each of these actions would effectively make the debt ceiling law a dead letter. Congress, or a minority thereof, would no longer be able to threaten default as a means of extracting concessions from the president, and the single biggest source of interbranch conflict in the federal government would cease to exist. The short term...
No, that's not... We want more conflict between the branches of government. That's the point.
The short-term political implications could be tough for the Biden administration to bear, but if the choice is between default and a presidential power grab, a power grab is the only defensible course of action, according to Vox.com. A responsible leader, they say, does not plunge his people into a wholly preventable financial crisis. If backed against a wall, Biden mustn't flinch. He must kill the debt ceiling once and for all.
By grabbing more power.
Yes, and that's what people on the left are advocating for here in this situation.
See, I told you, they say Biden's not doing enough.
Yeah.
They want a stronger tyrant.
Yeah, exactly.
Do the libertarians have a position on slumlords?
People shouldn't be crappy towards other human beings, so I'm generally against the idea of a slumlord.
Yeah, don't do business with slumlords.
Good. Well, so the GOP right now are refusing to not only put in bids for their congressional districts, so they don't want to improve their own congressional districts, and what makes it worse, the financing for repairing America's property is being held up. They want to basically shut down government.
When you say, slow down for a second here. When you say the financing for repairing America's property, what does that mean? That sounds like political speak.
And where is this finance coming from? Is it like the 20-something million that our guys just forbid?
But specifically, what property are we talking about here?
Well, the infrastructure bill is what we, the people, own in America.
Oh, no, it's what the government owns in America.
The sewer systems of America, the fresh water systems of America, the highway bridges, the locks and dams.
You mean like Flint, Michigan's water system?
Well, that was sabotaged.
Yeah, and where's the money coming from, I asked?
Hold on, before we move on to that. David,
the people own it, right?
You don't really believe that you own the road, do you? Do you really genuinely believe that?
Yeah, I do. Well, the infrastructure problem is not being financed by the Republicans. And
where's the money coming from? I'll ask you a third time. Where's the money coming from?
Why don't you grow up? We the people own America.
But where is
the money coming from? That's why they're against it, because they're just printing it.
You can't just print infrastructure money out of nowhere.
Do I have to go to an education of how Alexander Hamilton was the first treasurer, the U.S. Treasury?
Yeah, he was a horrible guy. Glad he got shot.
He started borrowing money from England. We just whooped England, and then he starts borrowing money from England.
Okay.
Now, if you want to get into a discussion of where does the money come from, do we want to compare ourselves against a king, or do we want to create our own value?
But can taxation doesn't create value.
But wait, can you answer the question? Where does the money come from?
Well, you just ran an ad for some new kind of Bitcoin, some new kind of fly-by-night money, right? Now, does America have the right to create its own value, or are we going to have to live up to all sorts of new fly-by-night kinds
of
money?
Do you believe that printing money creates value?
COVID-19 in Wales. 1/3 of positive cases are unvaccinated.
It reminds me of something that went around a few years ago when some media outlet ran a story that was something like 75% of all rape victims are female, so we need more protection for women or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the number one response from people was like, God, I can't remember. That's a bad example. Forget I said anything and let's move on.
Well, the unspoken statement there is that 2/3 are vaccinated.
Right.
That's
the media loves doing that.
Very telling, but it doesn't fit their narrative.
Right.
The narrative that they've been spewing for almost 2 years now. They have a message. Their advertisers, Big Pharma, who mainstream media works for, by the way, if people out there didn't realize that, their support doesn't want they want a certain message to be given to us.
And let's think about the reality of that. Roughly 2/3 of the population in general is vaccinated in the first place, and 1/3 is not.
Well, in this country, it's 50-50.
Not quite.
In which country? The United States.
It's like 54% are fully vaccinated.
It's more
fully
like
vaccinated.
60% at this point.
They have at least one shot. Mm. But as far as fully vaccinated, and by the way, wait till the booster comes out, because that's going to screw everything up.
But see, their category here is vaccinated and not vaccinated, not vaccinated, and not fully vaccinated, and not fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. New York Governor Kathy Hochul showed up at, let me get you the name of this place here, the Christian Cultural Center, which is a Brooklyn megachurch. And she had this to say. You just got to hear it from her. This is the audio provided by Disclose.tv.
I prayed a lot to God during this time. And you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers. He made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccine.
I have a quick question.
He made them.
So there's no such thing as free will in her worldview?
No, she's a...
God can just make you do things?
Yeah.
This is always a tough question for Christians to answer, whether or not they believe in free will.
I think she just made her point clear. She doesn't believe in it.
By the way, she mentions this here now, she's wearing a necklace, a like gold necklace that says vaxxed on it.
That was her?
I
thought that was just some thumbnail they picked off the interwebs.
Nope, that's her. She'll mention it right here.
Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated. All of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this.
Maggots.
You know who they are.
Oh, no, she's absolutely right. I'm not listening to the God that is government and the state. You know, I could get behind what she was saying if she was coming at it from a point of view of, oh, well, we're all creations of God, so anything that we create necessarily comes of God. And
that's not what she said, though.
No, there's some biblical support from that. I think it was in Job or maybe it was Isaiah where Yahweh said, you know, I create the good and I create the evil.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the counterpoint to that was like, oh, so when a human murders another human, is that from God? And the Christian God of the Old Testament would be like, obviously.
Fire and brimstone.
But that's not what the modern Christian believes, obviously.
Right. Good point, because I wonder if you asked her, would she also admit that the virus came from God?
Ooh. I suspect she would say that came from Satan or something like that.
Yeah, but that's not how it works.
It's not, but that's not how modern Christians interpret their own theology.
Right.
Yeah, see, all the bad stuff, that's the devil. All the good stuff, that's God.
Yeah. Let's go on, though. Here's some more from the speech that she gave, courtesy of Disclose.tv.
But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other. Jesus taught us to love one another.
This coming from a governor.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.